Welcome back. Thank you for joining me. Another podcast, Unapologetically Energetically Living. It's your girl, Lady B. Thank you for joining me. We're back. We're going to jump right into it. This week, we are going to discuss, first I want to say, make sure everyone is having a good week. Make sure that you're having a productive week. You are speaking life into yourself. You're saying positive affirmations to yourself. Even if you're writing them down, make sure you protect your energy. That's the most important thing. Make sure you are protecting your energy. Okay, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and jump right into our discussion today. As we've seen on social media, a lot of people this week, last week, the big discussion is red flags. You've been seeing everybody posting on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, TikTok, all about the red flags. So we are going to talk, without further ado, we're going to talk about these red flags. Now, everyone knows that in red flags, you can get red flags out of what we want to refer to as warning signs. It's a fancy way for saying warning signs. You get warning signs with people when you're dating romantically and with friendships. You can get them as well. And some people don't admit that you actually fall for the red flags because you didn't know or you didn't see them. You just built up a tolerance for them. That was a message for somebody. Yeah, you built up a tolerance for them. You ever seen people date the same person, just a different, it's the same type of person, just a different body? But the person, the people that they deal with, even though it's a different relationship, it's the same scenario. Shout out to the actual songstress, musician, Deborah Cox. She was real popular back in the 90s. She wrote the song, same cast, different script. Same script, different cast. Don't get me wrong. Same script, different cast. And that's what it means. It's the same person going through the same things. So you build up a tolerance for, you build up a tolerance for the same type of stuff, which is the same red flags. And so a lot of, it was kind of funny to me all last week. People kept posting up these red flag, slogans and phrases and stuff that we all, okay, you can recognize them as red flags, but you're still falling for them. You're still going through them. You're still going to be with that person. Whether it's family, relationship, or friendship. So that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit today, was just the red flags itself. Why do we point them out so easily? We can recite them, and we definitely can acknowledge them when it's with other people. If it's our friends, our family, we can instantly see when they're in a toxic red flag friendship, toxic red flag relationship, a toxic red flag, even family relationship. But when it comes to our own situations, it's like we have such a tolerance for them, we turn a blind eye to them. But we know that they are red flags because we can point them out in other people when they're in them. We can post them on social media as memes. We can talk about them in groups and things like that. I mean, it was just a whole week of people posting about red flags. But how many of us actually going to say, okay, I'm not going to actually deal with those red flags? I've been dealing with them for years, and it is a red flag, and I recognize it, and I need to stop accepting it. I need to break this immunity that I have to ignoring these type of red flags. Like, it is a red flag. And instead of, I'm dealing with this person. No, okay, when you move on to the next person, they had some of the same red flags, same script, different cast. So it's like, that's what I was wanting to say. People give me your feedback. I say, you can email me if you have show ideas, you would like to be a guest, or you want to just give me feedback, especially on these red flags. Unapologeticallyfearless, the number 1 at gmail.com. Unapologeticallyfearless, the number 1 at gmail.com. Are these red flags, what do you feel? Are these things that we can work on? Are they things that we can go to counseling for? Are they things that you just have to write off You know? Are they things that you just say, I can't do this no more? You know, sometimes to me, they can be small things, but they can become big things. A lot of red flags that what people like to, you know, say, well, oh, I didn't know about it. And so it's like a major thing. No, it was something in when it was smaller in the door, you know, but we never wanted to acknowledge it because we might have been in love with that person, how they look. They might have had a good job. They may have had a great business. So they were very financially savvy. They were very free-hearted. They gave good gifts. They gave, you know, great bedroom action. Because you might have had kids with this person. You might have been married to this person. Whatever the case may be, you may have to, if it's friends, work relationship, you work with this person, you develop a friendship, that it was something that made you say, well, okay, I have something bigger to look at. So I'm going to ignore the fact that every time, you know, it's a disagreement, they get very, very irate and start name calling and cursing and speaking loud. Because on the flip side, they may be, okay, they might be very business savvy. They may help me with my business report or my business plan, or they may help me with my children, or they're a great father, or things like that. But in turn, they may be, have anger issues, as the descriptions of the things I gave before. And so as in turn, I think that with some people that you know the red flags, but it's something else, conditions that's attached to it. I was reading somewhere on social media, I think the other day, and it was saying that this world is filled with a bunch of people out here searching for unconditional love. The whole time they have conditions they sell. I was like, wow, that's deep. Because that's exactly what it is. It's a bunch of people out here looking when you're dating, you're entering relationships, friendships, whatever it may be. It's a bunch of people out here looking for unconditional love, unconditional friendship, things like that. But they out here with their own conditions. And these are, like I say, when you interact with these people, these are certain things that alarm you. It sends off that internal discernment, but we ignore them. Why? Because it's attached to different conditions. So we turn a blind eye to it. You know, I've had people say, well, he's so good with my kids. I mean, yeah, he's not my ideal. Yes, he has these things that, you know, I am concerned with. Yes, I do have these things that may be a red flag. But then again, he is good to all my kids. So you're not going to address certain things that may be a potential red flag or things that are a red flag because, oh, but he's good to my kids. And you know, I never dated anyone. I never been around anyone that's good to my kids. So, I mean, I got to ignore everything else because this one thing works for me. But then when, as time go on, those red flags get bigger and bigger, and now I call them, they go from red flags to red rooms. And you start seeing red. As Drake say, you seeing green, you start seeing red. What was a little small flag waving at you before, you start seeing red. The whole room is red. So I just wanted to give you all a little bit of insight on that, give you something to think about, nothing too heavy, nothing too deep. Just think about that of last week, how the red flags took over the internet and how everyone was posting on it. Everyone was talking about them. We can identify them so easily. We can laugh at them and we can point them out in other people when we see them happening in their relationships and their friendships and their family. But when we're in them, We built up a tolerance for them. We built up an immunity. I call it condition. We have these conditions with ours. It's like it's something attached to ours. Though, but, yeah, I'm a pass on. That's not an issue to me because of this. Oh, but that person does that. It's different conditions for the certain red flags that you choose to ignore. And like I say, you go from the little red flag waving at you to a whole room of seeing red. I'm your girl, Lady B. As I always say, be unapologetic, be your best self. As long as you ain't what? Lying, killing, or stealing? Do you, boo. That's right. And acknowledge those red flags. Don't wait until you see in red. Say something in the door. It can save you a lifetime of bad energy and wasting your what? Your time. Because this is only what? One life that we're going to live. This is not a dress rehearsal. Again, if you would like to email me, reach out to me, feedback, you would like to be a guest, you have ideas, or however you just want to contact me, unapologetically fearless, the number one at gmail.com. Again, unapologetically fearless, the number one at gmail.com. I'm your girl, Lady B. I'm out, y'all. And don't forget, oh, I forget. Don't guess what? Stay fly. What? First, love who? Yourself. And then that's how you avoid them red flags, because you love yourself too much to start seeing red. I'm out, y'all.